Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on a Sunday night. If you're listening in live, it's at 8:30 p.m. Eastern time. 8:30 p.m. Eastern is when we do our Building Fortunes radio show with a great friend of ours. Her name is Jody Bear. And we will be taking questions and answers a little bit later on. So if you're listening in, we're going to open it up for that in just a little bit. But for those people that might be listening in, Jody Bear has been doing radio shows with us since it's been a long time. And the way this got started, friend of mine said, you got to talk to Jody. And I said, okay, I'll talk to Jody. A lot of people tell me they got to talk to a lot of people. So I listen, you know. So I just called Jody and we started talking. And immediately when I got on the phone with Jody, I knew that there was something special about the relationship that Jody Bear and I would develop, because there was an energy on the call. You could just tell that she was like really on top of things. She was a health coach and still is, and I knew that was going to help, so I'd probably live a lot longer and maybe even better and probably make a big impact on me and people that are important to me. But I also realized that she was great at running a business, and she was also very entrepreneurial, and I didn't know what we were going to build, but true to form with Building Fortunes Radio as our title, I knew it was going to be big. And one thing happened right after she got started, and I said, you know, we're going to be able to document your level of success on Building Fortunes Radio, and we have. So whether it's a distributor, whether it's a company owner, whether it's a company consultant, whether it's a weight loss manager and coach, or whether it's somebody, and then we started kind of expanding. I said, Jody, you know, let me show you how to do this, and let me show you how to do this. And through a little bit of me and a lot of her, she went on to doing podcasts and radio shows, and then she'd call me up and say, guess what's next? I have no idea with you. We're on television. I'm like, okay, really cool. And then guess what's next? We're doing books. I'm like, okay, you're reading a book? Oh, yeah, absolutely. And then guess what? Best-selling books, and then international best-selling books. So I am never surprised when Jody picks up the phone and she says, guess what? I'm like, I have no clue, but I know it's going to be big. And I have no idea. So I just enjoy doing that. And if you saw me, you'd see that I listen to this radio show, and I do this radio show with a smile so big that it hurts. I mean, it hurts, because it's kind of a laugh and a smile with admiration and respect and all that sort of stuff. So, Jody Bear, thanks for being here on your very own radio show.
Well, thank you very much, Peter, for giving a little bit of yourself and yourself and yourself. The reason you only gave me a little bit of you, because you give a little bit to so many people. And, Peter, I want to thank you, and yes, we can say that in 3 months, actually 4 months, Peter, do you know that we're going to have our 12th anniversary?
Wow.
Some people aren't married that long these days. The average marriage doesn't look. So we haven't got a radio marriage. We're going to have to do something very, very special about this, because you have become a very, very special part of my life. That means that you have been in my life, that little bit of you and me, has been a quarter of my 40 plus years as a health coach. So doesn't Wow. that put in perspective, when you put people that are really in your life for your life, sometimes you get fortunate enough to be blessed with a Peter Mingles that stays there for the long haul, because it is just about building and creating. That's what we're going to be talking tonight about. And if you heard my voice tonight and this is the first time, well, I'm Dr. Jody Bear, known as America's top foundational health coach. For 43 years now, I've had the honor of taking 30,000, and actually, I'm going to say 30,001, because our guest here tonight is, I'm honored to say that I'm partnering with her and supporting her in her weight loss journey as well. But it has been amazing to have these 30,000+ clients lose over 1,000,000 pounds. It's 1,100,000 pounds. But you know, the good news is, if you're out there wanting to lose a pound or two, want to get healthy, the 5% recidivism rate happens that you don't gain it back when you go foundationally into what I call the pristine clean. You can go ahead and look at the, I think there are almost a page per year on Peter's website. Look for the things that are called pristine clean. Look for things, I'm talking about detoxification and weight loss and those kind of things. And in COVID, during this pandemic portion of our lives for the last 4 years, and especially post-COVID now, I've had the honor and privilege of taking over 3,000 clients to regain, restart, and rejuvenate your life. And guess what? Those statistics aren't important. But you know what's important, ladies and gentlemen? The next pound's lost, the next health reclaimed, it can be yours. And it starts with creating you, and creating you in all six pillars of foundational health: spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally, financially, building fortunes, radio, and socially. I can say that our 13-time best-selling book, I almost slipped and said New York Times best-selling, it's going to be coming up, Peter. We are going to be having a celebration on this one. 13 times in 3.5 hours. This lady tonight has become a leading lady in my life. I know why. Because she is just that kind of everything woman. We could have a show that would go on for 2 hours to find out her talents, her abilities, and what she does to just get down. And you know those people, you know those people. I'm not saying you know, because Les Brown says you never say you know. You know these people. Just get, it starts with an S, but I'm going to say stuff done. All right, that's her. No problem attitude. She just does it. And this is what she's done in her life of 7 decades. She's a little bit younger than I am at 70, because most people are these days. But the idea is this: getting it done so then you can check it off the list, because you just do with your heart, your mind, your soul. And that's what she does as a creationaire. I can truthfully say that this journey, as we've been on with Healthopedia, with going from this incredibly galactic way that we hit 13 countries at all of Amazon's markets, to then taking it as a brand, to taking it down as a symposium, and now taking it to the next level, as Dame Doria calls it. She calls it, you go from non-existent to explosive emergency. And I've been going, why did Dame Doria Cordova of Money and You call it explosive emergency? It's not the emergency that you're thinking about. You emerge as a brand. And this wonderful lady has helped us, assisted us, and supported us on us emerging. So that Healthopedia, I believe, ladies and gentlemen, the next 2 years, 3 years, at most 36 months, I have a coach that says in 3 years you can do anything if you just do it with focus and determination, with people that get stuff done. You know what I'm talking about, Peter. And certainly this wonderful woman, this wonderful professional of so many hats, whether it is a woman who's a professional photographer, check that. She did that at Boca. Fine artist. We've seen her artistry everywhere. We have supported her in our artistry. Writer, storyteller, check that. Her story in Healthopedia, putting the puzzle pieces in foundational health together, is together we are better. But I can say that her graphic art history will live on, because it's her design and her vision for our book cover. And we're doing it again with The Essence of a Woman. We've got that book filled, and it's so fitting that today is the week where our photos are to be done. And it's a deadline for The Essence of a Woman. And here I have this photographer extraordinaire on, but Kathy Strauss is known as a creationaire because she creates, as her quote says, the art of your strength. She is going to take us through how you color your life with intuition and creativity. That's how you get your building fortunes now, isn't it? And I can tell you, we have two great things coming up before we take our commercial break, and we bring the Kathy Strauss up to our guest spot on Building Fortunes Radio, May 4th. Put it on your calendar. We have three, not one, not two, but three, and the host would be me, would be four. With our virtual summit, it is free. You all you have to go is go to Eventbrite, Healthapedia, it's healthapedia.eventbrite.com. Get your free ticket, because who will you be hearing from? Absolutely A-list or category creators in the mental sphere. Kimberly Meredith, known as a medical medium. Jamie Kerr will be at the Cannes Film Festival because he's up for an award in a documentary that he made on health about his mom, as he says, in England. And I was fortunate and honored enough to take his mom through that breast cancer journey during COVID. She is totally doing amazingly well. And the documentary is all about his mom. And I was a bit part, I would say, in this. It's so creatively crafted. We call him Mind Kite. Kathy, you like that phrase because it truly fits as a creationer. And then the mentalist himself, Rex Sykes. Jamie Kerr, Rex, and myself are going to be taking Q&A like we'll be doing tonight. And if you're in there listening tonight and you're getting ready at 9 o'clock to answer a question, just get ready for your question, your comment. Hit star one and Peter will see your little hand pop up and we'll take it. But what you're going to take right now is you're going to take in the fact that this is a free event. Kimberly Meredith will be doing her readings as she does as a mind medical clairvoyant. But mind your mind in the mental pillar here, right here tonight, because it's Kathy Strauss, front and center, creating the life of your strength and the way she colors her world in such a way that it will be memorable for many, many episodes to come. Let's take a commercial break and bring Kathy up, Peter.
Here we go. We're going to check out a commercial break real quick, but also make sure you go check out buildingfortunesradio.com/Jody if you want to hear this again. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out pmmarketingsnetworklead.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, networklead.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networklead.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. Networklead.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we're back. Peter Mingles here with Jody Baird. Check her out. And Jody, it's over to you.
And let's check Kathy Strauss out. I mean, what a lady. Kathy, welcome to Building Fortunes Radio.
Thank you so much, Jody, for that introduction earlier. My God, I'm sitting here and I'm going, that's me? Really? Thank you.
Yes, that's you, really. Thank you. So take a minute. Tell from the South Carolina Myrtle Beach, that maiden that has done so many things from cello to art, your story and how you got that breakthrough.
So basically, I've been an artist all my life. I've done the doodling. I was a musician, and, you know, art was always there for me. And I decided that I had wanted to become a teacher, and I wanted to go into art and music education. But what ended up happening is, this was back in the 70s, and my parents said, you know, this really isn't quite the thing that, you know, art teachers are not the ones that they keep in the education system, which is unfortunate in the public school system.
So they said,
why don't you go and major in advertising or in graphic design? And that's exactly what I did. So I majored in advertising and marketing and graphic design with a little known secret that people don't know, a minor in industrial design. So I love well-designed things. You know, it's like if you see my home, you see how everything is just kind of funky and well designed and very artsy. So then they kind of there. So that's what I did. I ended up working at the World Bank and United States in Agency for International Development in Washington, D.C., so USAID. And I was in the international development world, which is fascinating in itself, but it's very left-brained. So I'm here. I work in the graphics department, and through a whole series of circumstances, ended up finally going to work for the evaluations department. And if you think about it, the evaluators, they actually are the people that go in and actually review all of the different projects or what's happening. And I was responsible for designing publications. I was there, the publications coordinator. So that's where I, you know, got my publications chops, or I learned that I loved putting together puzzles. And that's what a book is. So that's kind of, it is. It's just a big puzzle.
Is.
You know, and there you go. Putting the puzzle pieces together in foundational health.
Oh,
there you go. So that's what I did for 20 years. And when the World Bank went through some reorganization, and I ended up going to work for several public health contracts through USAID, and again, publications coordinator, and throughout the entire thing, I was teaching how to make presentations colorful, understandable, and not this quote-unquote death by bullet point or death by PowerPoint, and that's, you know, I mean, that's where all of the teaching and the speaking, and I was like, oh, I'm not teaching kids. I'm actually teaching adults now, which is kind of cool.
And you taught them how to create.
That's,
I mean,
exactly,
how beautiful,
right,
is that? And,
yeah.
And you found your artistic voice. I can say, Kathy, the one thing I left out of your introduction, and I felt every word all the way down to my heart, my soul, my gizzard, or as we're cleansing right now, our gallbladders. I felt it. Okay. And I mean, it's absolutely, it's so amazing because you know, people talk about law of attraction, but you live it. You live it. You are that law of attraction. That's how you found your artistic voice with all of that. And it was no less when we were in the midst of finishing up writing our chapters in Ignite Your Faith. And you talked, I go, ooh, I like you. And then I put it in the chat on the Zoom. I liked your frequency of your voice. See, it was law of attraction.
Oh,
we were meant
you.
To do this thing together. I needed somebody to read my story to. You didn't have anybody, and it was love at first listen. I'm so grateful I raised my hand during that time, Kathy. And your story about, which was not easy to write, about, you know, the passing of your dear husband. And I want to say there are few people in my life that have crossed that my path that just go in. When I say you get stuff done, I could have used the word that starts with S and ends with P, because getting that chapter done like that, you know, about stuff happens. Well, you know, with your husband passing and all of that, and how you were just so courageous. So when I look at your, I mean, really, really. And what do you remember about that connection? I hope it was as gooey for you as it was for me.
I was fascinated with, you know, we were asked to read something to one another, and there was something about what you were doing that I had a question, and I was like, you know, this is the best person for me to talk to. And that's what happened. And when I heard your story, and I was like, wow, and you heard my story, and
I said, wow.
Yeah, and, you know, you were correct. Writing actually helped get me through a lot of this stuff because when GC got sick, and we're stuck in the hospital. I'm going to say I'm stuck in the hospital. I'm looking at him in the bed, and I'm going, where am I going to go? What the hell am I going to do? And I've got my laptop, and we both of us, we had our business, and I'm, you know, I had to get work done. So I had to keep going and making sure that everything was happening. And he was a very private person. And he was like, don't tell anybody. I was like, this is not going to happen. So this is like the 2010, really when Facebook was really just starting to get going. And I put it out there, and I was like, so this is what's happening, July 4th, et cetera, et cetera. And the next thing I know, I've got a doctor for this and a doctor for that, and people are going, what can I bring you? What support can I give you? And Facebook literally became my journal. And I know that, you know, and so it literally did it. It actually helped keep everything straight in my head for me. I also ended up keeping an actual solid journal because there were some other things that had happened that I will say that I learned the healthcare system by the fire hose method. For him, you know, it was 4 months, 3 hospitals, 2 surgeries, and a cacophony of diagnoses that would make the exorcist head spin even faster. That's how much it was. And to the point where as he, you know, his illnesses and everything progressed, the doctors would just look at me and they would go, do you have a medical degree? And I was like,
there. And if you would have had the phrase that Dr. Jim has given us all that we have in Healthopedia, through experience, you have expertise, and you had way expertise. So there are no coincidences that you ended up. We have this beautiful encounter. We read our stories. I hear about this. We talk about things that help, and another thing, and another thing. And I have a question I've never asked you, Kathy. As much time as we spend with each other, the art of your coloring books, y'all, the kid in us never leaves. When you go to Kathy's website, and it's her name, Kathy with a K, just remember, Kathy Strauss, like the jeans or the composer, with 2 S's, and it's ImageWerks, WERKS.net. The coloring of coloring your life in these coloring books, where did that concept come from?
I actually was sitting in doodling during a board meeting, and it was a long board meeting. We were actually doing a strategy session, and one of my colleagues leaned over, looked at it, and said, that would make the coolest coloring book.
There are no coincidences. You live the law of attraction. So when you go to Kathy's website, because we're going to go on to Healthopedia now and for our project, what we're doing, and you just, I'll tell you what, y'all just got to buy the book, go to Amazon, or get it on Amazon in hardback or paperback. This is my husband, Kathy, talking about coloring book design. I had this idea of a horseshoe. I had no earthly idea it would turn out this way. Every time he goes by the coffee table, because we have one of those Florida houses that's got a very long hallway and the rooms are on the outside. So he's got to go through this hallway. It's on the coffee table. He's at least once a day goes, damn, that's a good cover. So that's the Bob Bear of 14 books later. Damn, that's a good cover. I'm telling you, buy it for its cover, buy it for its content, but it's going to be one that you will keep on your coffee table. And I tell you, that idea, your graphics, your artistry, when you can give somebody a chicken scratch and they turn it into, that's a creationary part of you. And I love it. I think it's so fitting that you were in the mental pillar because you had to have great tenacity coloring in the coloring book, making that coloring book, or coloring as you were doodling in the boardroom, tenacity extraordinaire with your husband's illness and everything that you went through to get the best of the best. But everything that you do from the heart, Kathy. Your artistry, the photography. I will say in Boca Raton, I was thinking she was going to take like 12 pictures. Peter, audience, it was 500 pictures. I thought she had three hands. And then she finally put down her camera to go and speak, and then she was at it again. I mean, you are extraordinary. And I just want to thank you for all you've done with this, all you're doing for the essence of a woman, and all you're doing for people that are emerging with their solo books, all within, I ain't doing nothing else with Healthopedia Publishing but health books. But we have just begun and scratched the scratch. So what was it like, you're writing your chapter, doing the graphic design, having to bring, you know, and make something from Shinola? That word has come up many times here tonight, but it is a medical term, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, then you got what you did at Boca with photography and speaking. Just pick two for the sake of time. What would you like to share?
Oh gosh, I think really for me it's, you know, realizing that everybody's got a story to tell. So I'm going to give you a little story that I did. I presented at one of the local intermediate schools for their career day, and I couldn't figure out what I was going to do with these fifth graders. And what did I end up doing? I decided that I was just going to bring my photos. And I had several recent losses of friends that have transitioned. And my biggest thing when I share with people in my networking is like, please, get your photos done. Go with your family. I don't care if you use me or if you use another photographer, but please capture these memories. And that's one of the things. So with the kids, I walked in and I had all of the photos and I have the camera, and they said, well, you're a photographer. And I said, I'm a storyteller. I said, but I'm a visual storyteller. And as it turned out, what do they do in this school when they get started with their writing projects? They are given a photo. I had no idea. And they had to make up a story that went along with it. So that's what writing is. Writing is getting the words out and getting the story out. And for me, it's that importance of seeing, remembering. And once it's down in paper or words, people are not going to forget. They're always going to see this. But if they see a photo, they see a still photo, they see a video, I don't care what it is. We're in a visual world, and we're bombarded with it constantly. And if you just slow down, look, take a look at what's surrounding you in your home, what is surrounding you out nature, surrounding you in your work, surrounding you with your friends and your family. There's always a story to be had. And if you can write it down and you can journal it, that's what the writing is actually turned out to be for me. And it's part of creativity. You know, we're in a creative world.
Kathy's chapter title on page 214 is Creating the Art of Your Strength. And she's just shown such strength. And I love this. Life is about creating yourself. You certainly have done this, Kathy. And I know that for our listening audience, I know that you will have your own guest page on Peter's platform. So people can reach out to you at ImageWorks, WERKS.net. And what do you have for the listening audience? And where can they find you on this thing called Facebook and everywhere?
You can find me on my personal Facebook at Kathy.Strauss1. And if you want to find me on my my ImageWorks or my business page. You can actually find me on, if you just type in, it is actually ImageWorks, and it's I-M-A-G-E, and I'm going to trick everybody, WRKS.net. But if you just type in ImageWorks and you do spell it out the way that my website is, that will bring you to everything. So.
And of course, she would work it differently because that's how a creationer's mind works. Oh. And frankly, if you go to our Instagram page, Healthopedia 365, go ahead and just, you can see all of Kathy's graphics that she had in the book. She's already been featured. And, of course, a past TV show that was on our YouTube channel. Just look it up. Type in Kathy Strauss, Healthopedia 365, because you do that 365 so alive. You really do, Kathy. So I think we're going to segue in. It's 9 o'clock. If we have guests, remember to go ahead and if you're listening and you want a question or a comment to Kathy or a comment to me, it is star one. Peter will see your little hand raised and we'll open up the line. Peter, let's open up the lines.
Okay. So we have people listening in, but nobody's clicking on the star one. So if you want to ask a question, make sure you click on star one, star one. And it sounds like we just have a lot of listeners so far, Jody.
Okay, so I'm going to come back to this, Kathy, because because I will say, and it's been such a beautiful journey, when people do a lot for you, you just say, come coach with me. We'll figure it out later. And I'm so grateful that we're doing this. And you've had quite a turnaround. Would you like to share that story for a minute? And then I got one I've just got to share about this as well.
So one of the things I think is everybody knows, when you're caregiving for a family member, a loved one, even a friend, you kind of let yourself go. And that's basically what happened with me. I had weight that was going on, and I wasn't feeling myself. And it is, you know, I've had people call me the Energizer Bunny. I mean, the latest one that I've been told is like, you're a moving target. And that's just who I am. I am just go. But I love what I do. But unfortunately, I was feeling it. And as I got to see more of you, speak with you, and just hear some of the advice that you were sharing, I said, I'd like some help. And I'm one of those I'm Miss Independent. I'm going to do it on my own. And I will say this, one of the things that I did do is that I started back with some strength and functional training and in the gym, because when when GC was near the end, he would have a seizure, he would collapse, and I wasn't able to pick him up. And he was a skinny guy, and I still wasn't able to pick him up. And I promised myself I was never ever going to let this happen again. And you know, fast forward to several months ago, you and I, we got done with the symposium and said, let's start. And yes, the cleanses, I feel better. I feel cleaner. And I will share this. It's on radio. It's, you know, now it's for prosperity. I'm down 9 pounds. So thank you.
And it was 8 last week because it comes up, but it stays off. And that energy creates vitality. I hear it in your voice. You're not having to strain to be the Energizer Bunny. And that's also the work that you've done creating the art of your strength. You started with strength training because you need muscle after 60. I totally agree. You go into that place of cleansing so it can come out because detox or tumors, your body makes a choice. It was just one of our daily conversations. I said, I really think you would do well with acupuncture, but it has to be the Chinese acupuncture. I know what is good to do with acupuncture, but I'm not an acupuncturist. I just know how good it is for inflammation and stress and everything else. And where were you standing when I made that suggestion?
I was literally standing in a Chinese grocery store, a.k.a. Hong Kong Market. When you called
Hong
me.
Kong Market, as I'm seeing it, pass the wand, you know, bypass the wontons, get some seaweed and get a recommendation. That's what I'm talking about.
Exactly,
oh,
right. I literally, and I was standing there and I'm going, because I love the furikake seaweed seasoning. And it's really the only place that I can find it here. And I went in, and I'm checking out, and I just said, can you give me a recommendation of acupuncture place? Do you have anybody? And she said, yes. As a matter of fact, I can.
See, when you're living your best life and you're living it on purpose, your health coach and your professional bestie calls you about acupuncture, and you're standing in the Chinese market. If you weren't in the flow, Kathy Strauss, you would have been at Sam's sub shop. You see, that is the difference. And that's why it's just, I'm so happy to see you doing keynotes, to be going and speaking in May in Las Vegas, and to doing those things. And what we will be doing with the Essence of a Woman will be, and I'm just going to put it out, we still don't know whether it's going to be, you know, unleash the feminine soul, but unleash the power of the universe, because if you're in the book, there's some unleashing that's going to happen, because that's just who you are, Kathy. It really, really is. And so let's just, I know you've got so much wisdom. Before we wrap this up, I wanted to say, I was remiss. Peter, I didn't say the last thing that actually has happened. As you know, we've got our YouTube channel, Healthopedia 365. Go like, subscribe, share. We have just gone ahead and redone the format, which we have over 300 episodes on there. You know that I'm on Orlando, the CBS affiliate in Orlando, and, of course, on Traverse TV. We will be doing our Doctor Talk Symposium Thursday on YouTube. Check it out or go to traversetv.com, because it will be a very, very keen topic that is something people want to think about all the time right now, because it's toxicity and biohacking. Because you've had a lot of biohacking that you've been able to go through with stress and this and that and the other. It just is a part of our life. But now, Peter, I'm in New York. I'm at a local Fox affiliate, but it's a Russian station. And now they're hearing me speak English, but they get it in New York City in Russian. So you never know where this is going with this unleashing, and you never know where a Kathy Strauss is going to be ending up. And if they quit with the rain in Dubai, I will be in Dubai doing my first international keynote since post-COVID if they haven't flooded out the country. So there'll be more things. Kathy, we're going to have you back again, because you have created strength in me. You have helped me create the art of my strength. And you help so many people create themselves and you do it with such passion, commitment, and vulnerability, like few I've ever known in my 70 years. So what is your last piece of wisdom, Kathy?
Take your cell phone and start taking, or a camera if you have, and start taking pictures of the people that you love. The other is that journal. Doodle, whatever you want, as well as if anybody wants to reach out to me and they are interested, I do have a gift for them. If you do email me at Kathy@imageworks.net, I will then say that you are on Building Fortunes Radio. I will send you my simple ways to find creativity.
Beautiful. And, you know, my Bob Barrier quote, You know, Kathy, this is you. And I remember when he said that, he was picking up the thing that he was the strongest in. He picked up this amazing artifact that he found from a 1715 ship. And I said, why aren't you more excited about this? See, Kathy, we hear this confidence in you, this just knowing that you are on the right path. And Bob Bear said to me, when you're the best, people will feel you. Our audience tonight felt you, Kathy Strauss. You are the best. Thank you for being in my life. Back to you, Peter.
Excellent. So I know, Kathy, people might be looking for your email address one more time, please.
Yeah.
It is Kathy, K-A-T-H-Y, at ImageWorks, ImageWerks.net.
Perfect. And for those people that want to hear this whole radio show again, make sure you check it out. If you go back to buildingfortunesradio.com/Jodee, J-O-D-E-E, you'll be able to see this here. But we're also going to make sure that Kathy has a guest page on Building Fortunes Radio. Will she be able to put up some pictures and some links and some other helpful tips as well. So, Jodee, I'll let you wrap it up.
And let's wrap it up, because take a picture, because this is the only life we have. Take a picture. Take it of you, take it of the ones you love, and when you need a picture taken, you know, Kathy lives in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, not a big bad place to go for an on-site picture-taking road trip. So let's just know that you can be Thelma, I'm Louise, but we're staying on the road, not off the cliff. Thank you, Kathy, for being in my life.
And thank you, Jodee.
Yes.
See everyone next time.
See you next week.
Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingles. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.